Did you cover Carolyn Leavitt saying they were moving on from Epstein? Yeah, I saw that. I believe she said this on the same day that Ro Khanna and Thomas Massie viewed the unredacted files and said that Trump's name was mentioned over 1 million times in them.
And I'm sure many of you, when you read that alleged FBI report, probably thought to yourself, wow, this really cracks our narrative that we've been trying to push about this president for many years. So we're moving on from that.
What Jamie Raskin saw in the unredacted Epstein files appears to contradict what Trump has publicly claimed. Wow, really? Trump is paraphrased and quoted as saying, no, Jeffrey Epstein was not a member of Mar-a-Lago, but he was a guest at Mar-a-Lago. And no, we never asked him to leave. It's about more than one email. Raskin stressed, exclaiming that the Mar-a-Lago exchanged just one memo out of 3 million. I mean, there's tons of redacted stuff in Trump's name. I put in his name and it appeared more than 1 million times. So it's all over the place. In the database, I typed in the words Trump, Donald, or Don, and it came up with more than 1 million results. That is crazy. It boggles the mind. It makes you wonder, like, how did he really must have been like one hell of a 80s power businessman. How the f*** did he even have time to do that much pedophilia? That's insane. Are there any unf***ed kids? Like, just logistically, it's insane to me. I have no idea. Called cocaine. I think it goes beyond that, man. Some deep spiritual detachment going on here. They like talking about their exploits. Well, that we know for sure. I think that's like a common trend with these freaks in general. What was it? What Epstein was communicating with that Saudi magnate? That was the guy he asked, like, or he said, like, hey, I like the torture video. Like, he had received a video of the Saudi guy torturing a little girl or something. And then Epstein was like, thumbs up. That was pretty awesome sauce. Lay epic. I thought it was Netanyahu. No. It turned out to be some Saudi guy. Not Netanyahu. Not Saudi. It was Emirati. Was it? Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I think you're right. As if there's any difference between the Gulf oil states. They're all like cultureless hacks. But yeah, they all look the same to you, huh? The Gulf state oil billionaire people? Yes, they do. They really all do. In the sense that they have basically nothing to do with the cultures and the nationalities that they occupy like parasites. Yeah. You will not be spared in woke two. No, I disagree. I think that woke one would get mad at me for mixing up Saudis and Emiratis, and woke two would be like, well, they're both oil baron parasites. So like in reality, they are the same, you know, they are the same group. I guess the White House is moving on from this. Should be very, very effective in dragging the Republican base along with them, which they've been so successful in doing thus far. White House deletes J.D. Vance's social media post referring to Armenian genocide. Okay, sure. Whatever, man. It's crazy that people are actually being like fired or resigning for Epstein association in like the United Kingdom, France, Germany, whatever else. It's just in the United States where there are no consequences. Maybe it's like a group complicity thing, since everyone in power in the United States is implicated. It's like, what's the point even of, you know, like, it's not like it's just one or two. It's like everybody here, basically. So found the Netanyahu tweet about Epstein. Oh, I saw this. Why would he say this? Jeffrey Epstein's unusually close relationship with Ehud Barak doesn't suggest Epstein worked for Israel. It proves the opposite. Why would he even address this? What did he think the audience for? This is how I feel whenever I see Zionists post anything, because they always get ratioed into oblivion. And I don't understand if they understand that what they're doing just makes people hate them more. Like, I guess the goal here is to make everyone extremely anti-Semitic. Nazi accounts never get more attention than when they're correctly dogging on Netanyahu. You keep giving them openings, you know? Did you see a guy getting heckled for asking if King Charles knew about Andrew and the Epstein files? Oh, you mean like how the presentation of this news made it sound like this guy was in the wrong?
Charles! How long have you known about Andrew and Epstein?
That is the most British yelling I have ever heard in my entire life. This sounds like dialogue from a thief guard in the game Thief, you know? From Looking Glass Studios. It's like an impression you would do. Boo! We love our pedo king. Boo! God, it's such a country, dude. Look at everyone in the... It's like 80-year-olds. Look at that. Every single one, except for a kid who was like dragged here. And even the kid is the same hair color as the old people. It's like being made old. Being around the king. Ugh. Well, I get what do you expect from a crowd of people like waiting to see the king, you know? Anglo cattle. If I recall correctly, the king responded and said he would support all prosecutions of Andrew. That's probably fair. That's probably fair, yeah. One of the famous photos of Epstein and Ghislaine Maxwell was at the royal cabin, wasn't it? Didn't they find that? Or somebody like compared the photo of them at the cabin to photos of the royals at the cabin, and it's definitely the same cabin? That could have been Andrew as well, though, inviting them. To an extent, it does make sense that the broader royal family would not with Epstein because their power and their wealth, it's like in completely different circles. But yeah, same cabin, see? Like, unmistakably so. They have their own pedo club. Yeah. I'm not saying that the royals aren't pedophiles. I'm just saying that they would have their own, like, gangly-toothed, like, version of Epstein, you know? The background is completely different. Yeah, because of, like, the seasons. The cabin is 100% the same. There's no mistake. Like, every single detail about the wood is the same. I feel like we've kind of drifted off from the fact that Trump is mentioned over 1 million times in the Epstein files. Yet another fact that we can accept right now, but if it had been said a year or two ago, people would be like, you're overstating it, you know? Like, I would have, you know? I've always believed Trump is a pedophile and Epstein affiliated. That's not new. But if you said, yeah, 1 million file mentions, I'd be like, probably not that much. But no, it was his first million. God, it's crazy. And yet the Biden DOJ said nothing about it. Yeah, no, I mean, well, a lot of that information they didn't have access to. They had access to enough of it. A lot of these files only recently became available, but they had enough at the time. They could have gone after him at any point if they wanted to. You guys hear Epstein appears in the Trump files? Seriously. MS Now reporter Matt Fuller noted that if Raskin's search was accurate, then it means the Department of Justice redacted more than 96% of the mentions of Trump. I think somebody saw a couple of instances where the word don't was censored, like D-O-N accidental space apostrophe T, meaning that there was an auto censor applied to Don, which is of course one of the ways people refer to Donald Trump, which would suggest that like they were blanket hiding his names, which makes sense, you know. Don Jr. also in the files. Yeah, I mean, they all, it's, yeah. Epstein apparently had lunch with them with Trump. Nah, that's too much. Not to defend Garland or anything, but if all this came out during Biden's tenure, MAGA would have denied it so much more than now. Perhaps that was the reason. Okay, but here's the thing. Like, the DOJ isn't just a social media account. They can arrest people and put them in prison forever. Like, they, like the, if they want to, the DOJ is perfectly capable of arresting all of these people, you know? Like, the public opinion doesn't really matter. You can just do mass arrests of all the pedophiles, which they should have done. I need internal communication within the Biden White House. I really, really want some info. I would love to know why they didn't. I would love to know exactly why Merrick Garland didn't do any of this shit. If I can get even a single quote supporting my belief that they didn't do the Epstein file bit because of Israel, I'm going to lose my shit. I'm going to lose my mind. If we really do live in a world that cynical, where Biden would allow a fascist pedophile conspiracy to fester just because he doesn't want to admit that Israel's tied up in all of it. There's a chance Biden forgot about it. Well, it was really up to Merrick Garland. You know, traditionally, the DOJ is not supposed to go after targets at behest of the White House, but we all know that's bullshit. On the House floor on Tuesday, Khanna named six men whose names he said were redacted from the unofficial release of the files that he and Massey reviewed the unredacted documents of the DOJ for 2 hours on Tuesday. Those people were Les Wexner, no surprise there, Sultan Ahmed bin Sulayem, no surprises there, and four others whose identities are still relatively unknown. Nicola Caputo, Salvatore, blah, 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 blah. Oh, that's the Victoria's Secret guy. We already knew he was affiliated with Epstein. Like, super affiliated. They were super, 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 super close tied. By the way, you'll never guess. You take a look at the Wikipedia page, right up here in the top. Wexner is involved in politics. In 1991, with billionaire Charles Bronfman, Wexner formed the Mega Group, a club of some of the country's wealthiest, most influential businessmen, as a pro-Israel lobby group. Just love that right there. Some of the country's wealthiest and most influential businessmen. Of course, it was a pro-Israel group. Many such cases. Every such cases. The org is said to have tried to influence U.S. foreign policy in the Middle East. In 2003, it employed consultant Frank Luntz to help the group mobilize support for Israel. The group is also said to have contracts with Mossad and to have served as a vehicle for influence operations in the United States. And he's 88 years old. What a suspicious number. Wexner retained Jeffrey Epstein as his financial manager for 20 years. and was initially the main client of Epstein's money management firm, according to Bloomberg. All of this was known, by the way, before Ro Khanna named him on the House floor yesterday. Epstein ran his business from a house Wexner owned and sometimes lived in. They were roommates. The Wexner stuff's causing more implosions in Ohio politics. Basically, the whole Ohio GOP is deeply tied to Wexner, and people are panicking that it will sink the entire ticket. I'm sorry, are there consequences to being a pedophile? I didn't realize. My understanding, based on the past, like, at least year of politics, was that there were absolutely none. I mean, I guess we'll find out. Is Ohio anti-pedophile? In 1985, Arthur L. Shapiro was a lawyer and partner at Columbus Law Firm assigned to represent the Libet account. Shapiro was about to appear before a grand jury to testify about an illegal tax scheme he was involved with. Days before his testimony, Shapiro was assassinated in a way that witnesses described as similar to a mafia hit. Ben? Shapiro is not that uncommon of a name, you know. Even Fox News gave up on her? How so?
How many lives have been derailed because your department was either sloppy and incompetent or willfully trying to intimidate and punish these ladies coming forward? How much?
How is that giving up on her? I don't understand. You just gave me a clip. You wasted my time. Can you give it back? Your time is up. Sorry. I'm reclaiming my time, okay? Oh, yeah, I remember this. Exclusive DOJ lawyers pressed Merrick Garland to investigate Israel's killing of American citizens. And Merrick Garland, of course, did. Yeah. I mean, I don't know. It's difficult to know how much of it is because, like, Merrick Garland was, like, a hapless victim of an environment that deferred infinite power to Israel. And how much of it was him being ideologically compromised. Merrick Garland is still alive and not even that old. Like, people could be questioning him over this. I would love it if people could go to Merrick Garland and be like, hey, can you explain this? Like, I know he'll lie or whatever, but I would just be nice if, like, you can ask him. I'm sure he'd appreciate the airtime or whatever. He's only 73. I just mean, it's not like he's been out of government so long that he's a dinosaur. Like, he could talk. He could, you know, engage normally in a conversation, I assume. He's pretty sprightly. Looks good. I mean, this is from 2 years ago, and that's a pretty solid 71. You know, Garland's also a Republican. It's not like there's any need to defend him. Yeah,